morning, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's preacher is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the early holiday liturgy, and the readings are from Cycle C.
How to prepare for the end of the world, a Catholic manual for surviving life at Stanford, and at that other place, Earth, by a distraught, though delightful, Dominican. Chapter 1, Winter is Coming. Had you forgotten that the gospel for the first Sunday of Advent is always about the end of the world? These days, it feels like the end of the world to many of us. There are so many troubling things going on in the world. Worst of all, finals week is coming. I'm not going to go through the 10-page list here. I'll just give you a moment to be present to your own list, to your fears about what's going on in the world, and maybe even inside your hearts. I'm not listing, but I do need to add one thing that's probably not on your list. The Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. Father Xavier's and my international Dominican leadership has decided to make December an annual month of peace and chosen to highlight the DRC this year. This large country in the heart of Africa has been suffering war for years, and is one of the poorest countries in the world, despite its wealth of natural resources. Congo has massive and systematic violations of human rights, including child soldiers and child sex slaves within the 140 competing armed groups. Father Bob lived in neighboring Zambia for the last 20 years and tells me that intertribal hostilities are significant, and that the tribal authoritarian structure has transferred easily into an elected dictatorship. At least in 2016 and 2017, the DRC had the worst internal displacement of people in the world, affecting more people than in Syria, Iraq, or Yemen. Plus, tens of thousands of Congolese have fled to Zambia and Angola. Burundians, Rwandans, Central Africans, and South Sudanese have fled to Congo. The DRC has 4 million displaced people, with an increase of 1.7 million so far this year. So how do we respond to the frightening state of affairs in our world during the season of supposed joyful expectation? How do we prepare for the end of the world? Plan Alpha, distract yourself. Jesus warns of drowsiness. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. When we're overwhelmed, we tend to look for distractions. My favorite distraction, Netflix. What are your go-to avoidance techniques? This coming week, Dead Week, gives you students extra time to hone your avoidance skills. But Frost should know that Dead Week isn't about playing dead, even though that extra study time will try to lure you under your warm blankets. Plan Beta, get busy. There's a different kind of response to finals and other apocalyptic events besides drowsy avoidance, frantic activity. Either frantic activity to avoid all the bad news or frantic activity to attack all the bad news, to attack the world's problems, to try desperately to make things happen. Frosch, beware of the classic mistake of thinking that during finals week, it's all of a sudden very important to clean your room. We frantically ingest the latest headlines. We anxiously sign all the petitions that come our way. We get into useless, frustrating debates. Let's skip to Plan Omega. Plan Omega. Pray. In today's gospel, Jesus recommends prayer as a strategy to prepare for the end of the world. Prayer may seem like the most extreme form of inaction and drowsiness, or even the most extreme form of frenzy as we recite the words or make our petitions and expect results now. Prayer, true prayer, may involve closing our eyes, but it's not in sleep. Unless we need sleep, the psalm does say that the Lord gives to his beloved in sleep. No, if we close our eyes, it's rather to look more penetratingly at the world and at ourselves and at God, who looks back at us in love. What better way to practice joyful, patient expectation than prayer? And there are some great opportunities for Advent prayer in the coming week. Our communal reconciliation service Tuesday night, Saturday's forced party or holy day of obligation, and next Sunday afternoon's Guadalupe Mass. Meanwhile, is there a way for you students to make your study something of a prayer, calm and trusting rather than anxious and desperate, putting yourself into God's hands, asking God to help you do what you can to prepare for finals and to be peaceful about the results? Of course, there's my favorite way of prayer, just sitting in the quiet with God. Okay, or lying down. Without any expectations or goals, practicing compassion with myself and my distracted mind, letting God love me and letting it be okay if I don't feel that love. It's enough that in faith I know it to be true. Warning, if you choose the foolish-sounding Plan Omega and pray, you shouldn't bother reading the other more practical chapters in this manual. Also, if you pray, unpredictable things will happen. From prayer comes authentic and sustainable action. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there is a Dominican sister who directs a program that helps people know, promote, and defend their fundamental rights and freedoms. A university in the DRC that is largely managed by members of the Dominican family has an organization that accompanies small-scale miners, that is like mineral miners, and ensures social benefits from the exploitation of natural resources by multinationals. Father Bob's Jesuit brothers are at parishes, retreat centers, and schools throughout Congo. It turns out that tragedy and injustice, particularly the most apocalyptic, is where hope lives, especially when people of faith and prayer come together. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. There's no telling what might come out of Stanford if there were only a community that spent these Advent days huddled together, not in fear, but in prayer. Do you know where we can find such a community? Let's pray together for the next few weeks, even when we're not actually together. Let's give our visions of disaster to God and let God give us visions of hope, visions of a transformed world, of the world to come, and of a Christmas season of peace. Let's pray together so that this season of joyful expectation will leave us, as Jesus says, standing tall, heads raised, awaiting his coming with hope, in whatever way Jesus comes. Winter may be coming, but Jesus is coming too. The good news of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community of Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.